And welcome back to Mugs of the Morning. Rick Windham flying right alongside us as our co-pilot this morning for a Monday, May 17th edition of Mugs of the Morning here on KODY. And we go right back to the KODY phone lines. We have Sean Jacobs joining us. Sean serves as the warning coordinating meteorologist for the National Weather Service office in North Platte. Sean, happy Monday morning to you, our friend.
Rick, Tristan, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I've got a request for you right off the bat.
Uh-oh.
Okay, let's hear it.
Now that we've had some rain, which I'm sure makes the worms come up, and I'm sure your daughter is out there getting the worms, let's take some of those and let me show you and your daughter how to do the jigging pole fishing on the canals.
Let's do that. Now you're talking those, what are they, like 12, 15-foot crappie poles or crappie poles?
Yeah, yeah. Mine are like 16 and 20 foot long, but yeah, you got it.
that would be great. In fact, we found a worm yesterday that was, I'm guessing, I should have measured it, you know, and I always go out and measure hailstones, but, and I didn't measure this worm, but I'm guessing it was at least a foot long.
Oh, wow.
And that one, it was too nice. It went straight in my garden. I couldn't put it in the coffee
can. It'll definitely help out the garden a little bit, though.
I'm hoping so. You know, I'm hoping so. If we can just get some sunshine on, you know, on those plants, so they'll really want to start taking off. I know a lot of the cooler vegetation, like my grass, has just went nuts over the last week. I'm going to have to go out and mow again. But
yeah,
you know, looking at the weather just got to tell you, you know, it's going to be unsettled for a while. You know, I can't rule out thunderstorms, you know, at least for the next 7 to 10 days. Just kind of an interesting pattern. We have this closed upper level low that's off to our west over the Rockies, and it is reluctantly going to move east out onto the plains by midweek, but it's only being replaced by another closed low. So, you know, that's going to keep us unsettled for a while.
Now, Sean, before we dive into the current forecast too much here, can you give us a bit of a recap? A lot of severe activity here throughout the area the past several days. Can you tell us about some of the impact that's had? And this is kind of our first round of severe weather probably this season, isn't it?
You know, it really is. Now, we did have a few other warnings back in April where we saw some, you know, marginally severe, like quarter-size hail and some strong winds, but not here in the local area. You know, as you mentioned, really our first big taste of more scattered, almost widespread severe weather. Hail to golf balls that we noticed to our west, and we saw some wind gusts 60, 70 miles an hour of those storms.
Wow.
I think what was a little more, I guess, impactful to most people, well, two things. Number one, the lightning. We heard a lot of people saying, man, that lightning kept us awake, you know, man, that was a really, really just, you know, powerful lightning show, you know, the other night, and certainly it was. The rainfall, we saw inches of rain over much of the listening area. In fact, just even last night, southwest of us in Chase County, there was another 2 to 4 inches of rainfall. You know, widespread rain. I know that a lot of the farmers probably are welcoming this rain, but
sure.
But certainly impactful, to say the least. Noticed a lot of street flooding. In fact, we had a flood warning out for a while, as there was a lot of street and urban flooding going on in the city of North Platte, as well as you know, some of the surrounding communities. And yeah, definitely, definitely impactful. what is it? March, you know, like a lamb and like a lion or something like that.
Well, maybe right.
But we're certainly seeing it. And, you know, I will tell you, looking ahead just a little bit, this coming weekend, as things sit right now, you know, we can certainly see showers and thunderstorms through the rest of the week. However, if you were to ask me when's the next best shot at widespread or more impactful severe weather, you know, I'm really starting to pay attention toward the weekend, waiting a little bit. And that new closed low comes over the Rockies and really just kind of puts us in a favorable location for all the upper-level dynamics and the moisture in place and the instability in place that we may see some more severe weather here later in the week. So, you know, just keep tuned. Keep in tune with the weather.
Absolutely. And a little bit of hail throughout the area with some of that severe weather last week, too. Are you predicting any more chances with some more hail in the thunderstorms we may have later this week, Sean?
You know, not for the foreseeable future, but certainly as we get into later in the week. You know, it's interesting. If you kind of follow the severe weather trends here in Nebraska, really you need a lot of upper-level support, and you need a lot of the changing winds and stuff for the tornadic thunderstorms. All the ingredients need to come together for tornadic thunderstorms. But we typically see tornadoes peak here around May. Not saying that we won't see tornadoes, you know, through the rest of the summer, but typically May into early June is our peak tornado season. And then we really start to see the hail. Now, they both kind of overlap, and I'm butchering how I'm saying this, but, you know, certainly we will see some hail in the area. It's just that time of year when we can see large hail in our forecast area in our region. And so, you know, where that's going to occur, of course, that's a little difficult at this point to point out. But, you know, if you're thinking severe thunderstorms, think hail for this time of year.
Sean, is there anything else you'd like to add this morning, sir?
You know, just talking about flooding rainfall, and, you know, I'm interested, I may have shared this once before, but I really love the social science behind meteorology. What I mean by that is, you know, how people take our warnings and how they, if they take action based off of our warnings.
Mm-hmm.
And Clark County is a good example. It's a very dry area, but they tend to get a lot of flooding during the monsoon season. And they were noticing, the social scientists in Clark County, Nevada, were noticing that they're having all these deaths and these arroyas and dry washes. People were driving through these flooded roadways and unfortunately dying. And so the social scientists looked and said, okay, why is this the case? So they figured, well, we'll have a really nice campaign. We'll start putting billboards up, you know, in these dry wash areas, and that will alert people and they won't drive through. So the billboard had, you know, the mother standing there with a baby in her arms in front of the family minivan. You know, it had a catchy slogan about not driving through the flooded roadway, but yet the deaths were still occurring. And they were scratching their heads, well, why is this the case? You know, people should be not driving through these roadways. So they really dove into the data and said, okay, who are these people that are driving into these and having, you know, issues when driving into the water? And they found some commonalities in that. Number one, they weren't women. They were tend to be younger men that were driving through. And the men tend to be, like, in the ages of, say, 16 to, you know, 40. And they also, the men weren't driving the minivans. They were driving their SUVs or their, you know, big, large trucks.
Yeah, we're indestructible.
We are indestructible. And so they changed the billboards to more target that type of, you know, that person, that
sure.
type of person, and the deaths went down, which is kind of interesting. So just want to remind everybody, you know, you see a flooded roadway, you don't know how deep that water is, and it really only takes about 6 inches of moving water. You know, it could sweep a person off their feet, and only a foot of moving water can start to sweep some vehicles, you know,
right.
off their wheels and turn them into boats.
Right.
And it's about 16 to 18 inches where trucks can start to become where they become boats, and then you lose total control. So you come into a flooded roadway, we just always say, you just turn around from it. You don't know the depth of that water and find a different route.
And not many cars maintain their ability to be boats very long.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny, and, you know, they're just, you know, I guess it'd be one thing if you had a fishing pole, you know, if you could roll down the windows or convertible, you know, but yeah, they tend to get a little waterlogged, and then, you know, they just don't work that well, like I
yep.
just said.
Well, Sean, as always, I'm certain appreciate the great work that you and your colleagues do out at the National Weather Service in North Platte.
Hey, really appreciate coming on Monday and speaking with you guys. It's a highlight of my week.
The pleasure is all ours, Sean. We look forward to talking to you again next Monday, if not sooner.
Yep, y'all take care.
You too. Bye.
That again is Sean Jacobs, the warning coordinating meteorologist with the National Weather Service in North Platte. Here at 849, your time in Tampa, service of Mike and the crew from your local Grease Monkey. 58 degrees right now, and temperatures today inching up into the direction of 67 degrees. We have a preview of the Lincoln County Commissioner's agenda next on KODY's Mugs in the Morning.